540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It was the worst day for the market since early August. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells us why.
The culprit was weaker than expected manufacturing data, in addition to a warning from Goldman Sachs about the slowdown in demand from China.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is out on a reproductive rights bus tour for the Harris campaign. At a stop in Palm Beach, Florida this morning,
Americans have shown us time and time again that they will not tolerate a country where our daughters have fewer rights than their mothers and grandmothers.
The tour continues tomorrow in Jacksonville. Gaza ceasefire talks continue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is committed to getting a deal and the hostages home.
We are working around the clock 24/7. This is something his team is really steadfast.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he will not be pressured, though, to take a deal. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much. Spend a little time with your child after they're born. Or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care, that's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Construction of the parade memorial at Greedy Park in Waukesha is moving along. The park's outline is now visible. The project commemorating the 2021 Christmas parade tragedy remains on schedule for completion by November 21st of this year. A dedication ceremony is planned for that day at 4:39 p.m., marking the third anniversary of the attack. A former UW-Whitewater wrestler has been charged with the death of Kara Welsh. Welsh, 21 and a standout in gymnastics, was killed in an off-campus shooting Friday. Police say that Welsh and 23-year-old Chad Richards knew each other but didn't elaborate on their relationship. Richards was listed as a wrestler on the Whitewater wrestling team in 2021. And as we're in the last part of the first day of school, officials are reminding people to be careful. They say to watch out for buses and kids crossing the street. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Chourio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a sunny and pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow, high to the upper 70s. It heats up on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s. Then some showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, and cooler.
Right now it's 73. in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy? Wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides? Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on a Hump Day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I've got proof. Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So I got a subject here that I want to talk about. If anybody who knows me knows that I am a protector of children, of young people, and I think that all of us, you know, who have a few years on us, ought to protect young people. That's our role. As elders, we have a responsibility to protect young people. You know why? Somebody protected us. And I'm from an era when, you know, they didn't just do anything and everything to young people. We didn't take advantage of them. There were labor laws that prevented young people when I was young from being taken advantage of. But not today. Young people working in slaughterhouses, losing their lives, losing their arms and their legs. And yet, in this nation, the wealthiest on earth, that's happening. And it's happening more readily now than it even did in my lifetime, over 50, 60 years ago. What happened? What's happening that we as a nation won't fight for the most precious amongst us, our children, the future of this nation? So you may ask me, what are you talking about? On Labor Day, think of the children working graveyard shifts right under our noses. Listen, there are young people who should be going to school in the morning, working third shift, cleaning up slaughterhouses in the state of Wisconsin, in other areas across this nation, 12, 13, 14 years old. In my lifetime, it was illegal. Couldn't happen. So what happened? Why is that okay now? Who sanctioned it? And why are we silent about it? You know, I'm going to read a paragraph quickly on this story. It's in this morning's USA Today. And it says, we implore lawmakers to toughen existing penalties for employers who choose to ignore the law and exploit and endanger children. That is happening so regularly in our society that I don't understand why our voices, we don't marshal the forces of our voices to bring an end to that. It may seem counterintuitive to suggest that on Labor Day, we devote our attention to a subset of the American population who should not be working, or at least not working in jobs that are entirely inappropriate for the children. According to the Department of Labor, the number of minors involved in documented child labor violations, not including the ones that are never reported, increased a mind-boggling. Are you ready for this, Jess? 472%.
Oh, boy, I wasn't ready for that.
Between 2015 and 2023, with teenagers working late-night shifts, too many hours, and working in hazardous environments. It's not hard to speculate that as labor shortages have worsened in this country, employers are turning to those under 18 to fill those gaps. It's not supposed to be that way. So Jess and the listening audience, when I was a young man, there was X amount of hours I could only work a week. I believe it was 20. When I was 12 years old, that included the weekends. Because they knew it did not make sense to take a young child and make them a mule.
No, it doesn't. It's almost like kids need time to be kids.
Absolutely. And so what happened to that common sense thinking? I can tell you what happened.
It wasn't too profitable, I guess.
Well, I can tell you what happened. And what happened was, so many, baby boomers, my generation, are retiring. And so that's part of it. But the other part of it is business people control too many of our politricksters. Oh, excuse me. I mean politicians. have control over our politicians. And so lobbyists, you've heard of those people, wretched people, who sometimes will be able to sit down with our elected officials and do what's in the best interest of the business community and not what's in the best interest of the people. And far too many people in this nation don't understand that. And so your officials and my officials sometimes, knuckle under to the people with the business interests. Never mind, the people with the business interests did not elect them and put them in office. And so here's where this thing is so skewed. We elect people in a representative government to represent us, to do our bidding. And so when they go to Washington or Madison or where I live, the Common Council in the city of Milwaukee or wherever it is, those elected officials, far too many of them forget who put them there. And so when they have to make a decision on whether or not I'm going to support the people who elected me or the business community who kind of make sure that I stay elected, they get confused. And any elected official who's confused in that manner should be removed.
100%.
Because they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for you and I. And so if we don't push back, if we don't watch these things, things like this happen. When 12, 13, 14-year-old children, an increase of 472% of children working third shifts in slaughterhouses and other horrible places are endangered. And the only people who can save them are you and I. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Good morning to you. Oh. Well, I worked this morning. So,
quite all right.
Yeah, okay. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Well, you say what, sir?
Good afternoon.
Am I wrong, sir?
Quite all right, Earl.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Back when I was, I can't remember, I was 15 years old, I was and doing had to get a work permit to there was some temporary jobs available to help clear brush along the roads up in northern Wisconsin, up in Douglas County. And there was a supervisor right there, you know, there were just two of us. He had just two of us working under him, you know, just cutting some brush to clear along the roadsides there. But, I mean, when we have a legislature that are proposing to allow 14-year-old girls to be serving alcoholic beverages in bars. And, I mean, we got a New Hampshire representative talking about 13-year-old girls being ripe. I'm just fighting for the words right now to say them without using the words that are banned, but I mean that these people don't see the value of children other than they're just mini adults.
You know, Mark, did we lose you? Okay. I don't know. Is Mark still there?
You.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. It's just sad that these politicians are doing this because these kids should be going to school. They should have enough time to get a good night's sleep. And if they're going to work, they can work on weekends, you know, or very early shifts in during the week, but no more than 20 hours a week.
Hey, Mark, who's going to rescue them?
It's got to be us. We have to elect new people in office, and then when you see somebody who's got a young kid working in there, you go up and say something to the management. I mean, you got to say, what the heck, that these kids should be not working these late shifts like this, and we need to reform our immigration laws. If we need labor that badly, we should be reforming our immigration laws because there are adults that are willing to come to this country and work hard and work toward American citizenship like our forebears did in this country and made something for themselves, and that because they're allowed the opportunity to do so. I mean, we need to make legal immigration easier and increase the labor pool rather than just increase the number of kids, lowering the age for kids to be working these horrendous jobs like you said.
Well, you know, Mark, you just hit the nail on the head. The laws are there. They've been there, and they're not being enforced. And the reason, the rationality for why people say we need to have children working is because there's not enough people to fill the jobs, yet they don't want the immigrant who's willing to do that job coming to fill a job. It's nonsensical. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the Earl Ingram Show. Filling in for Dominic as he prepares to make his way back next week.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about what I think is certainly should be a discussion in the elections. I mean, I don't know how you see an increase, you know, in labor violations of 472% in the last 8 years. Of children being taken advantage of in working situations. Child labor violations are on the rise. Back in the early 20th century, industrialized era, children made up a large portion of the labor force in factories and mines. This led to inhumane abuses and demands by groups like the National Consumers League to institute legal protections. This is in the 20th century. Congress responded by passing the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. It was an issue back then, and they addressed it, which, among other provisions, limited the number of hours a minor could work, reduced their exposure to unsafe jobs, and ensured they didn't have to work during the hours they should be in school. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, thank you very much for your evening work here, Earl. This is wonderful to hear your voice at this time of day, because I'll bet a lot of people haven't heard about this yet. And it's so significant, plain and simple. It's child abuse. And yeah, we couldn't work those hours. And I remember too when I took a lot of classes at the university and in children and, you know, and the abuses and how we had laws to protect against this, and we're doing the same dang thing right now that they put those laws into and we read about and how horrible children were treated. So yeah, we've kind of gone down. You know, in the ladder on humanity, we're not doing too good, and we really need to wake up and look for individuals who really care about others, who have honesty and integrity, and that really want to make our country and our world a better place. So thank you so much, Earl. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I just got to do one more paragraph, because these things are telling. This was a historic achievement for the National Consumer League, now celebrating the 125th year anniversary. However, it's a bitter reality that the organization is once again having to make child labor reforms an urgent priority. And listen to this, if you will. Pay close attention to this. Despite the safeguards of the Fair Labor Standard Act, recent news reports highlight the alarming rise of child labor violations across the United States, accompanied by a predominantly Republican and industry-led effort to attack state laws with the goal of weakening the FLSA. Over the past 3 years, 28 states have introduced bills to weaken child labor laws, and a dozen states have enacted them, the Economic Policy Institute reported in February. Say what you will. I'm not a member of either party. I'm not a registered Democrat nor a Republican. I've never been a member of any political party. I just choose to be independent. And so, you know, I don't apologize for my views to anybody. You can't define me based on a party. But right and wrong is what I go by. Okay? Right is right, wrong is wrong. And so for the Republicans to be pushing to do away with the protections that made it possible to protect children, and then their response is, well, there are not enough people to work. There are not enough people to work these jobs. The answer can't be to sacrifice children. How is that the answer? Because you don't want migrants coming into the country. You can't have it both ways. You cannot sacrifice children because you're so steadfast against migrants coming in to fill jobs that adults in this nation don't want. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. Oh, good afternoon. Good evening, whatever.
We need a jar or something. Yeah, we'll, you got to put a quarter in every
We'll get it right. All right, Jack, you say what?
Well, first thing is we've seen attempts at weakening child labor laws here in Wisconsin, and the excuse that's given is, oh, gee, you know, the labor shortage, it's just a terrific labor shortage. Well, you know what? There'd be less of a labor shortage if, let's say, we had a minimum wage that would allow people to make a living. We had people, the big industries that were willing to pay appropriately and give appropriate benefits to adults. This is just more of how can we get workers on the cheap and make even more corporate profit? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but Jack, children?
Yep, they don't care. They didn't care in the 20th century.
Right.
Don't care now.
Hey Jack, we've got to take a short hiatus. Hang on if you will. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, this is Earl Ingram filling in for Dominic Sylvia, who will be, in this seat on Monday. I'll be back on tomorrow. Got to take a short hiatus.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly Triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former UW-Whitewater wrestler has been charged with the death of Kara Welsh. Welsh, 21 and a standout in gymnastics, was killed in an off-campus shooting Friday. Police say that Welsh and 23-year-old Chad Richards knew each other but didn't elaborate on their relationship. Richards was listed as a wrestler on the Whitewater wrestling team in 2021. School is starting, but the financial issues are ongoing. In response to financial problems in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and Glendale River Hills, state auditors have been tasked with investigating the DPI's methods for validating school financial data. The audit aims to uncover how the financial problems went unnoticed by the DPI. Chris Middleton was the best man in Giannis's wedding over the weekend. Giannis and Mariah Riddlesprigger tied the knot in a private ceremony in Greece. In addition to his Bucks teammate, LeBron and Jrue Holiday were also reportedly in attendance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has just been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
In a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol. And
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a sunny and pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow, high to the upper 70s. It heats up on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s, then some showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, and cooler.
Right now it's 73.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hello?
Oh, he's there. Hey, I didn't even think to check this. I was like messaging you on the phone.
So you're gonna have Terry Bell in and another guest, right, Pete?
Yeah, two in studio guests.
So maybe scoot to your left the tiniest bit.
Okay.
There, just you can see the screen in there, right,
yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
Conrad, you there, bud?
Hello.
Good. It's getting my fat side.
Yeah, this is Casper. I'm in the.
Okay, then this will be Terry in the room. We'll sit here.
And the other mic is open and on.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want to holler into that other mic, Pete,
yeah.
Just to make sure that it's...
Hello. Testing. Sounds great.
How's everything sounding on your end, Conrad?
Sounds good.
Okay. Cool.
Can you, before you leave, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to hang around for a little bit, so...
Okay. Can I get in there before the show and lay down my Hollywood Beat stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Actually, we could just...
You can actually do it right through here.
Yeah.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You guys want to do that now?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Conrad, are you ready?
I'm going to mute my mic and you guys do your thing.
Okay. Did you get my message about Mary Mack? She can come on tomorrow night.
Yeah, I did see that.
So how does that leave us for Thursday? Can that dude do 7:35? I'm happy to reach out to him too. That's the Sputnik guy, right?
Yeah, here. Let me send you his email.
Mary Max.
Republican Party that I knew. And many of you who are Republicans know that. And so since so many Republicans seem to be powerless to push back, it's going to take, you know, some major losses in the House and the Senate before people finally realize we've got to take our party back. It's going to happen. It's going to have to happen, or the Republican Party will implode. 844-967-2789. It can't continue under the weight of one guy. It just can't. You know, it must transform itself, and it must do it internally. People from the outside can't do it. You have to realize, hey, maybe the things that made me a Republican, the things that, you know, I supported, the things that I believed, you know, I'm, you know, old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan came on the scene and Republicans rejoiced and they sang Kumbaya and they said, our Savior has arrived. Our Savior has arrived. And Ronald Reagan did his thing, and he plied his trade for 8 years. And the Republican Party was, you know, in political paradise. And that Ronald Reagan leadership, you know, went on and on for many decades. And it didn't really come to an end until Donald Trump came into office and dismantled all of it. And so again, we're talking about a man who's only focused on himself. It's clear. It's not me making up anything. I'm not the sharpest, you know, knife in the drawer. Far be it.
But you're the shiniest fish in the chandelier.
I don't know so much about that. But what I do know is my ears, I clean my ears out a lot. And so I listen well.
That is an important skill.
Absolutely. And my wife doesn't agree with that. But anyway, I listen well. And so I know what it is I've been hearing, and I read well. And so I know what's at stake. And many of you know what's at stake. 844-967-2789 is the number. What are we going to face? It's not going to be, you know, an easy transition either way. As Dr. Martin Luther King once said, we got some difficult times ahead. That we do. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the Dominic Silver Show. 844-967-2789 is the number.
Today's WAUK Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Taco Jalisco in Waukesha. It's time to feed that hungry belly with chimichangas, tortas, and tacos so tasty, they might just make you do a somersault. Experience a fiesta of flavors at Taco Jalisco. Bam! The delicious dishes here will make your taste buds sing. Go to WAUKradio.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at WAUK Big Deal.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false...
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to what is unbelievably the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show this afternoon as I'm filling in for the one and only Dominic Sylvia today and tomorrow. And so if you want to catch me, you can always catch me at from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday at 5:40 a.m. WAUK here in Waukesha. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, CJ, what's happening?
Hi, Earl. I can't believe I'm talking to you in the afternoon, but Crudy not there. That's unbelievable. But you know, thank you for taking my call. I love your music. I love listening to you and the other hosts. You try to treat the listeners like we are no longer that Trump is the incumbent.
that he's the one that is actually in office right now. We're living the Biden-Harris policies. The world's on fire. The country is in disarray. Columbia, the university protests have started again. And you try to claim that, you know, this is the Trump era. No, this is the Harris-Biden era. And it's falling apart before our eyes. So you have to deceive and use deception because you don't want to talk about their record. You don't want to face the reality. Not just you, Earl, the Democrat Party. They try to, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. That's exactly the Democrat Party. So I don't understand why you think the voters are such fools. We go to the grocery store, we buy gas, and so I don't get it.
Hey, CJ, you know, you and I, you know, have differences of opinions, and one of the main reasons why is, you know, talking about the fact that many Republicans disagree with Donald Trump. I didn't say Democrats. I said many, many internal Republicans disagree with Donald Trump. You totally dismiss that conversation, and you want to talk about Democrats. Well, the truth of the matter is, CJ, there's going to be a civil war inside of the Republican Party if Donald Trump loses, and that is going to happen. There's no other way that the Republicans can reclaim what they were before Donald Trump. It doesn't matter that you want to dismiss those things and talk about something completely different. What?
On what issue are we disagreeing on them? When he left office, inflation was 1 point.
And CJ, you are telling me that Republicans, that all Republicans are supporting Donald Trump, man? I don't know what planet you're living on.
I'd say most of them. Including a lot of black men. Including a lot of black men. And that's what you're worried about.
Hey, CJ, I've said it to you. I've said it to you once before. I'll say it again. I think that I'm in a much better perspective and position to talk about whether or not... Wait, let me finish. Whether black people are going to be supporting Donald Trump than you, my friend. That's the community that I live in. That's the community that I move around in. I'm not going by what somebody said. You know, I know historically what has happened with black votes when it comes to supporting Democrats or Republicans. And so it doesn't matter whether Donald Trump says blacks are going to vote for him and Republicans say they're going to vote for him. Very small percentage, as it always is going to vote that way. The overwhelming majority is not. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Troy from Mount Hope. Good morning to you, Troy. Oh, good evening to you.
Order in the jar.
What do you expect from me, man? Hey, what do you expect from me, man?
Dude, I can't remember my own name someday.
I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. So anyway, go ahead.
You know, CJ brought up something that a caller brought up earlier on your show this morning. I used to work for a soda distributor in Madison, and we used to, after COVID, we used to sit in my boss's office laughing that we could get $10 for a 12-pack of soda. And, you know, there was no reason for it to be like that. Everybody blames President Biden and now Vice President Harris for prices. And we all know it's gouging, and it's been proven, it's been talked about, and like I said, you know, we used to talk about it all the time that prices aren't going down because we can get this. This is what it went up to. We can get it, and it's going to stay there. And that's just how it is.
Well, you know, Troy, some people would rather believe in fiction than truth. And so
that's true.
Far be it for me to debate somebody who wants to live their life fictionally as opposed to the truth. Thank you very much for the call, Troy. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to me, man. I really appreciate it for all of you who take the time out to listen to me. I am forever honored. and privileged as I am to have this opportunity, which I cherish, to be doing the show at this hour on Civic Media. I want to thank Dominique, you know, for certainly giving me this opportunity, and everybody at Civic Media. Thank all of you for listening, because where would we be if we didn't have you? And I especially want to thank Jess. It's been a major pleasure.
It's been fun. I look forward to working with you tomorrow.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. I got to go and get a little sleep, and I'll be back tomorrow morning fresh at 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys later.
The Shaw, WAUK. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on The Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
See.